So I use the Kindle app on my phone. Uh-huh. But like I always fall asleep while I'm reading.
Buzzes in you. But I was still drunk. Come back and give me some money too. I was like, okay.
Hey, maybe they miss Mets. Preferably someone whose name starts with an M.
And she was like, oh, he moved to Portland. I think I haven't talked to him in like a year.
I thought you said everyone's moving to Reno. I wouldn't want to shovel my driveway.
I'd be holding my breath.
No, they offered it to me, but I didn't accept it. She seems hella lazy and her customer service is ass. Kind of like the intro, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
You believe that? Kid from Oakland running around believing in fairy tales.
You said 68, right?
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 68 and another happy hour with Some Damn Podcast, the podcast where participation is optional but responsibly encouraged.
Bartender, I'm going to need a round of Henny immediately, like immediately. Let's get turned, this motherfucker.
I am that host. You love to toast, DC.
My BS meter is at an all-time high.
Joining me, as always, my partner in podcast, that host. We all love to ghost. We got Aaliyah.
Hey, guys.
You know the fucking vibes.
Thank you for joining us on this episode. You need to share, repost, spread the glorious word of Some Damn Podcast.
Some Damn.
Because everyone deserves to hear the magic that we spit week to week.
I guess so. Yes.
But yes, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on whatever platform you're tuning in from. Don't forget to follow us on all socials, Instagram, damn.podcast, Twitter, some_damn_pod. I forgot what our TikTok name is, but we haven't posted anything on there.
You made a TikTok?
Yeah, just so I could watch the videos.
Oh.
But yeah. For the next hour or so, we'll be talking about food and drink related current events, viral TikTok videos, and some subreddits that we find entertaining. In the process, we make it a happy hour. So we will be taking shots of hard liquor. Then we transition it into a power hour where we will be taking shots more frequently. Or not shots, just taking sips of cocktails. Yeah. All right. But before we jump into the first topic, we always take an opening shot. And this shot always goes out to the supporters, the listeners, and to us too. So cheers, guys.
Round one.
We haven't been talking about too many food and drink things lately. More so just random articles. But, you know, we always got to throw some food and drink topics in there because that's how this podcast started. So the first topic of this episode, we're talking about a new item that Denny's just launched. I'm pretty sure I remember you saying that you've never had a Pizookie at BJ's, right?
Yeah, I've never had.
All right. So for those who also have never been to BJ's, they have a famous dessert called a Pizookie, which is a hybrid of what they, it's kind of like a big cookie served in a little deep dish kind of thing. So it's like a pizza cookie hybrid. BJ's is also known for their deep dish pizza, I believe. Yeah. So the Pizookie is a pizza cookie hybrid with, I think it's standard to have ice cream on top. But Denny's is releasing their version of this. But, you know, Denny's being a diner, mostly known for their breakfast, they wanted to do something more breakfast related. So they created the Pizookie, which is a pancake cookie. And it's also served in like a little skillet thing, topped with ice cream. I always felt like their seasonal pancakes were always better than IHOP's.
I think I've had their pancakes like once or twice. They're big. They're like the whole plate.
Have you had pancake from IHOP?
I've never been to IHOP.
Oh, damn it.
Remember?
Okay. Well, so back to this new item. They have two different varieties. They have their signature and they have their pecan flavor. So the signature, so it's a cookie with a molten chocolate center and is served topped with vanilla ice cream and salted caramel. Whereas the pecan panuki comes topped with vanilla ice cream, but it includes pecan pie sauce and glazed pecans instead of caramel. Which one are you more likely to try or would want to try?
The pecan.
Same. I love pecans.
Mm-hmm. I was saying, like, chocolate is too much for me. Like, I get tired of it.
Oh, the molten chocolate center. Do you think it would be overkill if it was butter pecan ice cream on top of the pecan panuki?
But I feel like that would go better. Like, if you didn't have the glaze on top, I would say to do that instead. Pie sauce and the glaze. Oh, no, it's just glazed pecans. Okay, that makes sense.
I'm not a fan of adding salted caramel sauce. It's a little too sweet for me.
What if salted caramel chunks? You know how they have the chunks?
That'd be okay, I guess. I don't know if I would want the chunks, though. That's still too sweet.
What if they put salt flakes on top?
Salt flakes.
Yeah.
No.
You know how some places put salt on top of the dessert? Yeah, that's what
I Do you think it would have been, it would have made more sense if they did a waffle, since they're not known for their pancakes? I always think when you make your way into an ice cream shop, I don't see how you could be angry. You know, no matter what goes in there, even if like the service takes a lot longer than you were hoping for, I feel like you can't be mad inside of an ice cream shop because it smells so good in there. You get to see all the different flavors, and typically the employees are in a good mood. But that wasn't the case with this guy who threw a fit inside of an ice cream shop. They're calling him a male Karen because of this, but I thought you told me that male Karens are called Kevins.
That's what they were. People aren't getting with the program. That is what
I don't think so. This was a viral video on TikTok, but it wouldn't make sense to like play it because I don't think there's not much audio in it. It's more so this dude. So you have two friends. One of them's not wearing a mask. The guy who throws a fit is wearing the mask under his chin, so it's not even covering anything. Mm-mm. And he gets pissed for some reason, so he throws his ice cream cone at the employee. And his friend didn't seem like he agreed with him. Did you watch the video?
I didn't. I told you I couldn't watch anything.
Oh, yeah. So his friend, he kind of like, the dude who threw the ice cream cone, he threw it and then he walked out. Yeah, so he throws the ice cream.
This happened at my friend's ice cream.
And then his friend, he kind of just looks at him and like watches him walk out. But it looks like he's continuing to make his own purchase because he doesn't walk out with his friend. I mean, his friend seems like the kind of guy who would throw down extra tip because of his friend's actions, just judging by the way that he acted. But I'm glad that he didn't storm out with his doofus friend.
I found it funny that the dude that was arguing like taps his friend's shoulder expecting him to follow through with him. She said that's her friend's shop, so she could have easily gotten it from him.
Who's she?
Or is it a he?
Who are we talking about?
The person that posted this.
Oh, that's why, I don't know. I get confused when they use the little voiceover on TikTok.
That's true, me too.
They don't have a male voice, huh? It's only the female?
I don't know if TikTok can change it, but I know my phone can change it to a male voice if it needed to.
Does it read it the same way?
Yeah.
Oh, so is it kind of like Waze, how you can change the voice?
Mm-hmm.
Do you use Waze?
I used to, but I got confused.
What do you mean? So what do you use? Google Maps?
Yeah.
Or I don't know what Apple uses.
Just Apple. Oh. Just Maps. Cheers.
Is it? Wait, there it is.
Another one.
Yeah, when I was driving back to LA, I think I had to pump gas and I was trying to get to the specific stop. So I had to maps in there, but it took me to a neighborhood, a secluded neighborhood. I was just in front of a house, and then I had to restart my phone. And I used the same address to get me back there. Yeah, the stop was like 5 or 6 minutes away from that neighborhood. Like it said, you had arrived, and I looked, and it was like emptiness.
Was the address at least close to wherever you were trying to go?
Yeah, but it took like, I could have easily just gotten off the next exit and been at the stop, but they took me, they like had me get off the exit before, and I was going through like an empty road. It was just an empty road, like nothing else. We're dying today. And me and my cousin was just screaming, and Tina was just in the back sleeping. We put it in the freezer.
Yes, the freezer. And speaking of freezer, this woman was going through her grandparents' freezer. According to her, she found food that dates back to 1972. How do you think she found the dates on these things? Because I don't think...
Don't they write it? Didn't they write it on it?
Oh, they wrote it on the items? Like the year?
Yeah. I think they did. Like, you know, to say like the day they got it.
How about some blackberries for dinner tonight from 1972?
See?
How about some strawberries from 1984?
Jeez.
Or maybe some blueberries from 1983. How about some different blueberries from 97? How about some egg yolks from 1998? Some butter from 1992? Some hand broth for seasoning from 1993?
For what?
Some applesauce from 1999? Some hand broth for seasoning from 1993?
Oh, for seasoning. I thought she said seasick. I was going to say.
From 1999. And some raspberries from the same year. And if that doesn't sound good enough... Here's some cranberries from I don't know what year.
Does fruit go bad if it's in the freezer?
After a couple months, yeah. It should be.
Really? Like fresh fruit. Like, because I know the ones in, like, that you buy from the grocery store have, like, preservatives and stuff. But, like, yeah. If you just pick some and then put in the freezer, that's going to go bad?
Yeah, I would say so, because doesn't meat go bad after a couple months?
No, not if it's frozen.
Wouldn't it still go bad?
No.
So you're saying that I buy meat and I leave it in the freezer for a year, it will still be good?
I think so. Well, because you know, like when on the packaging, it'll say use by or freeze by this date. So if you freeze it, it's not gonna go bad. I don't know if like it lasts for years, but it doesn't go bad.
They can last up to a year.
Okay, see, a year. Do you think they never use their freezer? Because if you have all these different items that are stored from the 70s and 80s, and they're just chilling there, either they never use their freezer, or they just like have everything shoved to the back, and like the new stuff that they'll use like more frequently in the front.
I was thinking that, like, they just keep pushing it to the back.
What is the oldest thing you've ever found in your fridge or freezer?
I think the oldest it went to was like 2017.
And this was last year, so 3 years old?
Yeah.
I think I found...
freezer, so it was down there.
Like, a salad dressing that was like maybe 4 years old. Do you think people should go through their fridge and freezer like
often?
At least every few months just to clean it out? You do?
Mm-hmm. Well, not my freezer, because my grandma put so much stuff in there. Like it's all her stuff and I don't know what it is. And it's like everything has frostbite in it. We don't know what it is. And what's it?
All right. So speaking of storing things in the freezer, I'm sure you've heard the tradition of newly engaged or newly wedded couples who store parts of their wedding cake in their freezer and then eat it on one of their anniversaries.
I heard about that.
Okay, so this story deals with a wedding and, of course, comes from our very favorite subreddit, Am I the Asshole? So let's tell you about this story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a woman didn't want to go to her sister's wedding because of all the likely drama. Her sister, Bertha, had an affair with a married man. Let's call him Dick. Their relationship caused a ton of stress and even involved law enforcement. Now that Bertha and Dick are getting married, the person who posted this Reddit wants nothing to do with the ceremony. My sister Bertha was having an affair with a married man named Dick for over a decade. That's a really long time. Like,
a decade is 10?
Yes. So Dick's wife seems pretty clueless if she didn't know he was having an affair for over a decade. Everyone in the family knew it, and we all told her to stop doing it. She had multiple confrontations with his... Okay, she did know. Multiple confrontations with his wife, but his wife is pretty stupid. I'm not going to call her stupid, but why would you continue to stay with this guy knowing that he's having an affair? But that didn't stop her. Cops were called when Bertha and Dick's wife fought in front of my parents' house. Now that Dick and Bertha are getting married, the person who posted wants to opt out of the wedding. Dick divorced his wife and is getting married to Bertha on Halloween. A lot of my family isn't going, and I'm not either. I know Bertha wants me to go, but that relationship has caused my family a lot of issues. Also, if she didn't respect another woman's marriage, why should I respect hers? Plus, there are rumors that Dick's ex-wife and her cousins from West Virginia are planning on crashing the wedding anyways, which I know will lead to drama and more cops. Let's put yourself in the position of the person posting, Aaliyah.
Mm-hmm.
If your sister, well, I know she's like really young yet, but let's put this way into the future.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say she was in the position of Bertha and was marrying mm-hmm. a man who she was having, he was having an affair with.
Mm-hmm.
Would you attend the wedding?
No.
So you would be exactly like her and
try to
avoid it. Okay. Yeah. Okay, let's reverse it. What if you were Bertha
mm-hmm.
and your family didn't want to attend your wedding?
I don't know. I can't be in the mind of someone like that openly does that, like, and be okay with it. Especially if, like, she's caused so much hardship. Like, do you have a right to be mad at your family for something that you caused?
But I mean, I get it that she wants her family there and all, but, you know, you should understand that they're looking for your best interests and they don't support what's going on here. But I was just thinking, the way that his previous marriage ended, I wouldn't be surprised if he did the same thing to Bertha.
That's what I was thinking as well.
And what if he does it with his ex-wife?
I'll laugh at all three of them. Because, like, why go through all that trouble to get a divorce, to get married to another person, just to go back to your ex?
Maybe he likes the thrill of knowing that he's doing something wrong.
And then what happens after that? Like, does he divorce Bertha and then go to the ex?
Yeah.
Or will he be a dick there again?
Or he can move to one of those countries where you can have multiple wives. Freaking Bertha and Dick. Cheers.
Another one.
I didn't know there was another one. Dude, I got these tamales from a farmer's market. And I was like really juiced to try it because the lady, she's like, you're gonna like this. It has a lot of meat. And it did have a lot of chicken, shredded chicken. But that chicken was so dry, dude.
Like,
so I think I wanna, like, yeah, really dry. Well, because I mean, it tastes like it's chicken breast. And you know, chicken breast is pretty dry. I don't know. I feel like I wanna go back and try her enchiladas.
I don't know why I was thinking of Trader Joe's.
Oh, when you say Trader Joe's, it's in the Trader Joe's parking lot.
Close enough. Okay, I understand now what you're saying.
But yeah,
because so I was thinking of Trader Joe's.
Have you ever, you don't really go to Temescal often, huh?
I don't think I think I've only driven past it.
Cause they have a farmer's market that they do on, I think it's on Sundays, but it, they have a lot of stuff there and they have a lot of different foods you can try. And they have this pot pie place that is from Hayward. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dude, their pot pies are freaking amazing.
I want a pot pie.
Like I used to go there like almost every week, like when we were still working on the truck. I would either go there before my shift or like after a shift.
I used to go to a farmer's market, the one in, what's that place called? Jack London, when I was younger. Mm-hmm. And they used to have a crepes stand. It was so good.
I always wanted to go to that one, but just because it's a little bit farther for me and I hate looking for parking in Jack London. Are you parking in the garage?
Mm-hmm.
You're fancy. I never do garage parking. That's for rich people. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Power Hour, where the shots come a lot more frequent. Cheers.
Cheers.
Another one.
So usually with weddings, you know, when you're getting everything together, day of, you got a lot of things that you want to get done. So sometimes you need a little pick-me-up. A lot of people's go-to pick-me-up in order to get things done is coffee. And a one spot that is synonymous for their coffee is, of course, Starbucks.
Of course.
A lot of people, they make it a habit to go to Starbucks on a daily basis. And that is true with this one TikToker by the name of Laura Bohr. But unfortunately, going to this Starbucks, she encountered this man who decided to stalk her for about 4 years. What the dick? This man has been following me around for 4 years. So let's hear the first TikTok video where she posted about this guy following her.
Alone.
That's okay. I don't care.
Leave me alone. All you want. I don't want proof of this. Please leave me alone. Please leave me alone. Leave me alone. Please.
Just talk to me for 2 minutes and I'll leave you alone.
Oh my God. It's too damn early for this shit. Leave me alone.
How do you dress like this? Are you a prostitute? I'm curious.
Sir, please leave.
Okay, just from that one video. Would you believe that he's been stalking her for 4 years?
I don't want to say like yes and no. I do want to say that because it does seem like she knows him and is like used to it.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, is it really that long for you to like still continuously go to the same one?
True, right? Like you would think that she would move on to a different. Well, I mean, maybe there's not another Starbucks in close proximity, but I'm assuming there's another coffee house, right? Yeah. She claims that her previous account got taken down, so she had to create a new one. So other than this video and the follow-up video, we don't have other extra video proof of this, but I don't know. I mean, obviously, if he has been stalking her for 4 years, of course, that's a serious issue. But I have trouble believing that it's been that long. And she says she tried to get the cops involved and they didn't really do anything about it, which is why she posted the video. She said she's been posting the video for I guess, years. But nothing, they never ever did anything. I would always go to the cops. They wouldn't take me seriously. They said they couldn't do anything about it. Once that video on my old account got absolutely viral, they came to my house and they actually took further steps, got the restraining order, took care of it. I was trying to spread awareness because it is something that is actually very common. It's a pretty fucked situation. I moved. I live somewhere else. All right, so let's watch this second video before we dive more into it.
I don't. Stop stalking me, please. Hey. I can't live here anymore because you stalked me. That's why I'm leaving. Leave me alone.
I will. You talk to me for 2 minutes.
No,
and I'll leave you alone.
0 minutes. I don't want to ever talk to you. I don't ever want to hear your voice. To you, please, God bless you, but please leave me alone. Please leave me alone. Stop following me.
You won't call the cops.
Stop.
Did you read what was on the screen? Because it was hard for me to read.
No, I wasn't even paying attention to it.
How was you not paying attention to it?
I was just listening to him and watching the video. Thank you, everyone. I'm fine. This is the rest of the video. This lovely couple had walked me to my car. It didn't show a couple walking her to her car.
I think it was afterwards.
Like, for all we know, he only stalked her for maybe a week. And she exaggerated it. I'm not going to assume that she did, but I don't see enough proof to believe that this was going on for 4 years. And if it did happen for 4 years, you would think she would take other action other than trying to go to the cops, as she says, or having company to go to the Starbucks.
Yeah.
Okay, so, all right, let's say you were this girl. Uh-huh. And this dude started stalking you. Oh, when would you consider it stalking? How many times would he have to... Wait, he's not really stalking her, right? Because stalking means that he would follow her, like, all the time. But the way she says it, it's just... He just bothers her every time she goes to the Starbucks.
I would still consider that stalking because he's going out of his way to follow her.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's take this drink first.
Okay.
Cheers.
Another one.
How many times would this guy have to do this before you take action? What's the first type of action you would take?
I don't even go to Starbucks that often, but let's say...
Okay, let's just... Okay, don't think of Starbucks. What is a place that you go to fairly often? Like, at least... Other than work. Okay, I'm sure you get gas multiple times a week.
Because I live so close to my work, I barely get gas. It will ask
Damn me. It. You have to make this so difficult.
What?
All right, just put yourself in her shoes.
I was, and then you wanted to be technical.
You're the one who got technical. I don't go to Starbucks often.
I was, but you didn't let me finish my statement.
All right, let's go.
I was putting myself in the story. Okay. So if I were to, I don't go to there very often, but let's say I go twice a day for a month and I see him the whole time and he tries to talk to me each time. Yeah.
Yeah, what?
That's stalking.
Okay, so what would you do? Huh?
Because he knows my pattern.
So what would you do?
I think I would first get security.
I don't think Starbucks has security.
Starbucks has some type of security, don't they?
I've never seen security at Starbucks.
I'm talking about the Starbucks near my house. It's not near my house, but it's in like a plaza. So they have security.
Okay.
And then if that don't work, then I will call the police.
I think all security's going to do is going to say, sir, can you please leave her alone? That's about it.
They will escort them out. Okay, well, I will call the police. And if they don't do anything, then I'll just go to a new Starbucks.
See, right? You wouldn't let this go on for 4 years.
Yeah, I wouldn't like, no Starbucks location is so perfect that I can only go to that Starbucks. And they're all the same. If anything, I would have just went to Target and get Starbucks, or Safeway and get Starbucks.
Safeway has Starbucks?
Yeah, they're with Starbucks.
Because I don't really go to Safeway. I go to Lucky.
I don't know. It's Safeway, my friend. Safeway.
Dude, if I was her, I would like. I'm sure she has some, like, male cousins, male friends. Like, Threaten that dude. Yo, we're going to beat you up if you don't leave her alone.
You didn't sound very threatening.
Because I didn't know what to say.
That doesn't sound threatening at
all. But yeah, like, it doesn't seem... That's why I have trouble believing this, because I don't think someone would let this go on for 4 years and not find a solution to it.
Yeah. Like, there's so many options to put yourself in a safer setting, but I also feel like there are people that will say, like, oh, I'm not gonna let this dictate my life. I'm still gonna go.
I feel she would have more video evidence. Like, she said she had an older account that got taken down where she supposedly posted more videos, but you would think that she had those other videos saved up, right?
Yeah.
But she doesn't. She only has this. So it seems like it only happened like once. I mean, I'm sure it happened more than that, but 4 years? I don't know. That's not believable to me.
She will tell us the truth.
Plus, she doesn't know how to wear a mask correctly.
She was yelling so much, she just had to pull it down. He's not wearing a mask at all.
Well, he seems like a... I don't know. What if that's like her... like a friend or something, and they just wanted to make a viral video? Would you, if he said the same thing to you, where he said he just wanted to talk for 2 minutes, would you let him talk for 2 minutes?
Knowing me, I probably would have, because I'm gullible. And I'm just like, if it gets you to go away from me, then fine, I guess. I don't think I would, actually.
As long as you have other people around where you feel safe that he can't do anything, like, I think that would have helped a little bit, you know, just to see what this dude wants, because I don't know, man. I'm just now, I don't want to like say I completely don't believe this story, but it's not too believable for me.
Yeah, but also I retract my statement. I would not, because he was also calling her like a prostitute, like saying, why are you wearing this outfit, this and that. So that was already like a red flag in my eyes.
It didn't even look like she was dressed like... she had a t-shirt on. I don't know what she was wearing on her lower half, but
or know. You know what, people are weird and they think even pants can classify as being a little hoe. That's all I can think of. I'll be too scared. So no, I changed my mind.
Let's move on. But so kind of on the topic of Starbucks, one popular drink that people get fairly often at Starbucks are their fraps, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like you're a big frap person.
I'm not. It's too sweet.
Okay. Well,
lattes.
I didn't know McDonald's had fraps. Shows how much I get drinks at McDonald's. But McDonald's employee was let go because he decided to make a special frap for this customer who was giving him an attitude. Mm-hmm. They ordered a... what did they order? Did it say what they ordered? I'm guessing something with caramel. So instead of caramel,
frap.
Okay, caramel frap. So instead of putting caramel, what did this guy do? Okay, cheers.
Cheers.
Another one.
All right, so this dude, he got so pissed about this customer giving him attitude. So instead of caramel, he put sweet and sour sauce. Mm-hmm. How come some videos you can adjust the volume, some you can't? Oh, he's posting a video of him getting fired. But what did he think? Wasn't he the one who like made this video? So why would he be surprised that he got fired?
I don't think he meant to blow up like that.
Everything in TikTok gets blown up.
Not everything. People are still waiting to get blown up.
The second I saw you putting sweet and sour sauce in her drink, I knew you were going to get fired instantly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get it. You know, people get frustrated working in the food industry. Customers, they don't really care about your feelings. They just want their food. They want it as quick as possible. And they tend to give attitude, you know, fairly often. But I would never stoop to this level and, like, completely ruin their order.
I can't do that.
Sweet and sour sauce. What if the person actually liked it and they came back to compliment? Oh my gosh, what is this? It's delicious.
This is amazing. Give me more. Add extra. Dude, I don't know. Because it is sweet and sour. I mean, it's mainly sweet to me. But I cannot. I think the most I've ever done is just make their order ugly.
Order ugly. Oh.
Like, I would just carelessly throw it around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So with McDonald's, you know, just like most restaurants during this pandemic, they're all having difficult time, you know, with staffing and continuously following new mandates around the country. But so one owner of a restaurant, he put up a sign to side with his employees. The printout simply said, "Be kind or leave." And, you know, there has been a long-standing saying when it comes to the service industry, that saying being, the customer is always right. And I feel that statement is so outdated because they aren't.
They're not.
You know, people in the service industry deserve to be treated fairly because they're providing you a service. Just because you're paying for the service doesn't give you the right to be an ass to the person serving. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, you're not paying that specific person to provide you the service. You're paying the company that pays that employee. So don't act all high and mighty and think that you're better than this person who is serving you, because you're not. All right? They're doing something. They're helping you. Like, other than the fact that they're doing this for a job, they're still doing something that benefits you, whether that be serving food, whether that be driving you around in an Uber, or like anything dealing with the service industry. Like, those people deserve like as much as respect that you want in return.
Oh, I was gonna say, I don't like when they're like, oh, I'm probably, well, this never happened to me, but I've heard people say like, oh, I'm probably paying for your paycheck right now being here. Like, no.
So it was, you've heard someone say that before?
I haven't heard it, but I've seen it. It's like online.
Oh. Yeah, according to studies, more than 60% of restaurant workers said they had suffered from emotional abuse and disrespect from customers. 78% said their mental health had been negatively affected in the past 12 months. How glad are you to be out of the food industry?
So happy. I don't have to deal with people. It did take an emotional strain out of me. Because some customers were so mean. Most of them, I have to admit, like, most of our customers weren't. They were kind of, like, not understanding, though. Like, they didn't get that we were busy. They'll just be like, why is it taking so long? But they wouldn't say anything. They just looked annoyed. I never liked that. I just didn't like the phone orders because they were so high mighty on the phone. But when they came to the shop, they didn't have that same energy.
Keep that same energy, all right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, moving on. I feel like we could jump from topic to topic a lot quicker because we typically don't go through all the topics. But cheers.
Today or just in general?
In general.
Another one.
All right. Speaking of the restaurant industry, I don't think we've ever really talked about them, but Jollibee. Jollibee posted something on their Facebook, sharing an image of a note, which was written by a customer who was going through stage 4 cancer. Mm-hmm. And let's read this note. Damn it. Did they translate it?
Where?
They didn't, huh?
You can't see. Oh.
Oh, yeah, it is. Okay, so.
Right
there. So it's translated. All right. So they decided to post this note because it really touched them. This customer wanted to make Jollibee their last meal before they left. My Jollibee, thank you for the 32 years. This is the last time that I will be dining here because tomorrow I will start my chemotherapy. I have stage 4 cancer. My doctor said that I have 3 months to live. Once again, thank you, my Jollibee. Until my next life, I love you, my Jollibee. What's the last fast food you would want to eat?
The last fast
food? This guy's position, yeah.
If I was in that guy's position, stage 4 cancer. Oh, well, I'm not technically... Wait, does that mean he's passing away? Because of stage 4.
Unless he, like, successfully gets through the chemotherapy.
Would I eat a burger? I would eat a burger, but where? Where would I eat the burger?
In-N-Out.
In-N-Out makes me sick, though. I don't know. Well, I might just do that. Or, do I like Chick-fil-A that much to get it? Sonic's?
Oh, dude, I had Sonic's onion rings the other day. And I tried their, it's just as good as I remember. But it was sitting out for a while because my sister picked it up before she came over. So it wasn't fresh, but it still had that sweetness that I remember. And I really like it, but I wish it was crispy. But she also got the new cheddar broccoli tots.
How was that?
I couldn't really taste the cheddar broccoli. Like, you could see, like, when you bite it, you could see it in there, but I feel like the tot itself, like, overpowers the taste of it.
I would assume so, too. The tot is so, like, salty.
So I was a little disappointed.
You should have put your onion rings in the air fryer.
I did the next day.
Did it get crispy again?
Kind of. How much longer on the buzzer?
1 minute. 55 seconds. 50 seconds.
Wait, what are you drinking?
Oh, I got my Capri Sun. My Capri Sun. And then I put tequila in it.
Like a lot of tequila or not much?
Like a shot.
That's whack, dude. I'm doing 3. Okay, whatever. Last drink before we jump into this final topic because it's dinner time for the doggy.
Okay. Cheers. Are we gonna wait? Oh.
No, let's get it. Cheers.
Final round.
All right, last topic of the night. One place, you know, for I don't know how long, you can always count on to not change because their name has it right in there telling you that we're here and we're gonna keep our promise to you to never change. That is the Dollar Tree. You know, you see the Dollar Tree, you know, everything, they have the sign, everything's a dollar. But all good things must come to an end. Dollar Tree is going to start carrying items that are more than a dollar. Some maybe 150, some 160, but who knows, maybe even $2. But it's such a blow to the economy because, you know, people love the dollar store, the Dollar Tree. And I feel that they should no longer be able to use that name because they are no longer the Dollar Tree.
They've ended this.
I feel, huh?
They've ended this.
No, they didn't.
I've been to Dollar Store.
Dollar Tree?
Both.
Dollar Tree doesn't have things over a dollar.
Yeah, they
Dollar
do.
Store does.
The 99 cent store do.
The 99 cent store is called 99 cents and up.
Does it?
Pretty sure.
I skipped that part.
Okay, but yeah. So as I was saying, I feel they need a whole new, they need a rebrand if they're gonna like go over a dollar. And I am all for them changing their name to Dollar Plus Tree. Eh?
No.
What?
Because it sounds like it's a dollar plus a tree.
If you're an idiot, are you an idiot?
You don't think people would think that?
No.
Yes.
If you think that, then...
Idiot!
Come on, man. Okay, so what would you name them?
Dollar. And then the up.
What do you mean, the up?
The up arrow.
So what do you call it?
That's it. Dollar up.
Okay, what about Dollar Tree Plus?
That sounds like it's a fancier Dollar Tree.
Okay, but then that makes sense, right?
I guess. Then I think I'm going to a different Dollar Tree. But that would work. I don't know. How often do you go to Dollar Tree to notice that it'll be more than a dollar?
I don't know. Maybe once a year to get Christmas stuff.
Mm-hmm. I get balloons for me.
Greeting cards. I guess these other topics are moving over to next week's. Oh, what? How come I don't have a link for the Five Guys hack?
Because you're an idiot. Damn it.
I gotta go find that now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this comes to the conclusion of this episode, episode number 68.
68.
Thank you for tuning in. Yes, thank you for your continued support. Please continue to do so. But until next time, ladies and gentlemen, we always want to remind you to please drink responsibly.
Shoot your shots and shoot often.
Kobe. Peace.
See ya.
I'm sorry, bro. I'm a little bit intoxicated.
I respect it.
I'm drinking responsibly. I'm
See ya.
Bye.
And some damn podcast is the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.